Okay, my friends. So it is summertime. You are out doing the things that you do best, and some of you are going to go to the farm. That's right. You're going to go to the farm. Maybe you'll pet some animals. Maybe you'll pick some vegetables or some fruits. I don't know. But if you do, you'll want to get this book. It's called Look What I Found on the Farm. And this author and this illustrator have actually done several books in this series. They did Look What I Found in the Woods and Look What I Found at the Beach. And we really love this book. And I can promise you, if you get it, you will too. It really reminds me of some of the old art that you used to see in little golden books. It's really beautiful. So this story, Look What I Found on the Farm, is by Moira Butterfield, and it's illustrated by Jesus Verona. And good job, Jesus, we love your art. So let's read it. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
The guy who walks into everything.
The guy who walks into everything. Watch out for that door!
Bonk!
Aw, man. You okay? Your head okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let's do it. Okay. Today we're on the farm. Let's go through the gate where daisies grow. Look what I found. A tuft of sheep's wool, as soft as my favorite sweater. And in the picture, we can see where the daisies are growing right by the gate. And this is a picture of a farm. It's beautiful. It asks us, can you also find a scarecrow, two blue butterflies, and three white sheep? And if you have this book,
three,
my friend, two, you can do it. Do you see them?
Yep. I can spot them all.
Cool. Me too. But I can also spot the kids that are coming here on this trip to the farm. They're in for a treat. Let's see. A farm is a place for growing crops or raising animals. And farmers usually live close to the fields where their animals graze or their crops grow. A sheep has a thick, woolly coat called a fleece. And sometimes, if a sheep brushes past a fence, they can leave behind tiny tufts of its fleece. And once a year, the sheep's thick fleece is shorn, or shaved off, and it might be made into wool for knitting, so you can have a soft sweater to keep you warm. A farm can be home to all kinds of animals. Look for sheep with black or white faces and shaggy coats or long curly horns. Cows can be black, brown, cream, or white, or sometimes splotched with colors. There are different breeds of cow, such as Holstein, Jersey, or Highland. And in this picture, my friends, we can see animal hoof prints to find. We can see cow hoof print, which has these two fat, curved shapes, like
Let's
giant
find,
beans.
Let's find them.
Okay. And then sheep hoof prints, which are two long shapes, like bunny ears, side by side. And then a horse, which is one of the only animals that wears shoes. That's right. It has a curved upside down U shape from their metal shoe that the horse wears. Then there's the chicken, and that's three pointy lines that connect at one end, kind of like a backwards arrow, right? Who is that sleeping in the pen? Keeping chicks with their mother hen. Look what I found, a family of goats. And in the picture, we can also see one white hen, two munching goats, and three eggs that haven't hatched yet. Can you see them all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
Three eggs, white hen, two goats.
And mm-hmm. I see one more thing that isn't mentioned, and he goes, hee-haw. The donkey. Most animals are born in the springtime, when the weather is warmer and there's plenty of food for them to eat. Now, when a chick is ready to hatch, it will peck its way out of the shell using a sharp point at the end of its beak called an egg tooth. It takes an entire day and night. No wonder chicks need some rest once they hatch. When chicks first hatch, they look damp and straggly, but soon they dry out and become fluffy. Ducks hatch in the springtime too, and the ducklings will follow their mom in a line to the pond to swim and find food together. Now, newborn lambs are very wobbly on their legs, so they're not able to stand up right away. Their mother licks them clean as they practice getting to their feet. And let's talk about baby animals. Did you know that chicks can be yellow, brown, white, or black? They come in all different colors. And lambs form strong connections with their mothers, probably because their mother's been licking on them. Now, calves are baby cows, and they need to feed on their mama's milk to help them grow. Ducklings have little pointy wings and big feet. Foals stay close to their mothers when they're first born, probably because they know that mommies will protect them, just like humans. Grass is growing green and sweet, just right for a horse to eat. Look what I found. A grass stalk I can put between my thumbs and blow, and it goes squeak. Did you know that you can make a whistle out of grass? Well, some people can, as long as you're not allergic to it. Now, in the picture, we can also find one tractor, two swooping birds, and three horses. Can you see them? Mm-hmm. I also can see a rabbit. Can you see it? Mm-mm. Look hard. You got it.
I can also see the peacock crossing the road.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
In the springtime, the grass starts growing in the field, and this is the perfect food for horses and cows and sheep. And in late spring, the grass needs to be cut. The cuttings will be dried out in the sun and made into bales of hay for the animals to eat when winter comes again. The hay is stored in a barn to keep it dry. Now, if the hay gets damp, it will get moldy and the animals won't be able to eat it. So farm animals are usually kept in barns through the winter, but as soon as it's warm enough, they are let out into the grassy fields, and it will be exciting to be outside, and they can be seen wandering around the fields. So here are some wild grasses that we can learn about. There are some wild grasses that have soft tufts of flowers on them, some that have feathery, fluffy grasses that wave in the breeze, some that have droopy grasses that bend over in an arch shape, and some that have long, spiky grasses that stand up straight. Along the path, there's lots to see, which means a game for you and me. Look what I found! Fluffy balls of dandelion seeds. Blow on one and make a wish. Now, in this picture, there's other stuff. Can we also find a mouse hiding and two spider webs and three ladybugs? Did you see them all?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna challenge you. Can you also find two butterflies?
Mm-hmm.
Show me.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Three.
You found a third one. Nice work. Okay. Hedges are leafy homes for plants and animals. They give shelter from the wind and rain. Small birds and little animals make nests in the leafy shadows of a hedge or a bush, away from the bigger animals that might want to eat them. And it's a safe home for insects, too. Did you know that blowing on a ball of dandelion seeds is a popular way to make a wish? What would you wish for?
I can't tell you or it won't come true.
But you can think about it. Now, a dandelion seed will float away in the wind, and new dandelions will grow where the seeds land. Wildflowers often grow under the shelter of a bush or a hedge, and it's okay to pick dandelions, but it's important not to pick other flowers that you might find so they can grow And also be aware, there will be insects. Let's talk about some of the different insects you can find. There's the bumblebee, the butterfly, the spider, the beetle, and the aphid. Birds are perching in the trees. Their songs float over on the breeze. Look what I found, a broken empty eggshell, blue as the sky and dotted with freckles. That must belong to a robin. In fact, they called that color robin's egg blue because it's a robin's egg and it's a special color of blue. Now, in the picture, we can also find a squirrel and two rabbits and three blackbirds. One, two, three. And those, and now where's the squirrel? Do you see him? Yeah. Wild birds build their nests in bushes and trees and even in the barns on the farm. And when baby birds hatch, their broken eggs sometimes fall to the ground. Some animals build their homes on the ground or even underground. Wild rabbits live in a burrow of underground tunnels, and they call that a warren. And they pop up to nibble on the grass. Now, larger wild animals like foxes or badgers might also live in the quiet corners of a field. A fox's underground home is called a den, and a badger's home is called a set. So, how would you know? Let's talk about what kind of animal lives where. If you've got a large entrance to a hole, that's where a fox or a badger might live. If it's medium-sized, then rabbits might live there, and their droppings could be kind of scattered around the entrances. And that means they're, you know what their droppings are?
Poop. Yep, that's right.
Now, if it's a small entrance hole, then you might be looking at rats or mice or even snakes. And if it's a nest, it's probably in a tree, right? Or in some tall grasses, yeah. Then that, the bigger the bird, the bigger the nest they build. That makes sense. Blossom petals drifting down like confetti to the ground. Look what I found, an apple blossom petal soft as velvet between my fingers. And in this picture, we are in the garden. Can you also find one watering can, two bird feeders, and three birds? I can.
There's the watering can.
Uh-huh.
What else we need?
Two bird feeders.
Bird feeders?
Mm-hmm.
One. And two.
Mm-hmm. And then three birds.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Three.
And I see some butterflies too. Can you see four butterflies?
One, two.
Mm-hmm.
Three. Four.
Good.
And five.
This is a fun book, friends, because there's so much to look at. You could see all kinds of things. You could challenge yourself to say, do we also know what the vegetables are here? Ooh, fun. Life on the farm changes throughout the year as different crops and fruits grow. Some farms have a stand where you can buy fresh fruit that has been grown. Now, the fruit trees blossom in the spring and grow fruit in the summer, and delicious apples and pears and strawberries will be ready to pick by mid to late summer. The bees that live on the farm make honey during the spring and summer, and in winter they rest on their hives. Now, in summer, crops such as wheat and barley grow taller and taller in the fields, and they are ready to be harvested before winter comes. Wheat will be turned into flour, and that's perfect for breads and cakes. And milk from cows or goats or sheep on the farm can be turned into foods such as butter and cheese and yogurt or ice cream. So let's talk about where these crops and fruits can be found. Are you ready? So wheat stalks grow up in spiky tufts called ears. What else grows up in ears? Can you think of another grain?
Nope.
Oh, what about corn?
Corn.
Yeah. Grains of oat are made into oatmeal and oat bars and oatmeal cookies. Hoo-hoo, yeah, that's right. Grains of barley are used to make all sorts of things, including breakfast cereals. And fruit can be found, such as mini crab apples or apricots. You can find those to eat. We've seen the farm, we've walked around. Look at all the things we've found. Treasure. And in the picture, we can see all the delicious looking things that the kids have found. And as you collect, be thoughtful too. Bring no harm with what you do. When you're exploring the farm, always have an adult with you and be careful around farm animals and wild animals, because remember that this is their home. So always pick up after yourself and don't leave any garbage behind. Okay, my friends?
Okay.
And that is
the end.